And then one of my teammates was like, guys, we gotta find a phone, we gotta record this. And then, I don't know, it just kind of all blur. I didn't even realize it was like a walk-off. But then, yeah, I get on base and then I see everyone just running out. That was really, really exciting.
Welcome to episode 274 of Alberta Dugout Stories, the podcast. I'm Joe McFarland. First off, a word of thanks to all of you for your patience and understanding as we delayed this week's show by a day. We firmly believe in the mantra, family and health first. So when my two little ones ended up sick Wednesday, I knew it'd make for a long day and night, and they deserved my undivided attention, not to mention all of the cuddles. So we pushed things back by a day, and we appreciate you tuning in. On to the news this week, and we'll start in the pros with Calgary's Michael Soroka. The White Sox gave him the call on Sunday against the Cincinnati Reds, and it all started well and good with a couple of scoreless innings, but then the Reds put up a four spot in the third and another run in the fifth before Soroka was pulled. His final line on the day was 4 2/3, allowing 5 runs on 5 hits and 6 walks while striking out 4. His next start is slated for Saturday against Philadelphia. In AAA, Dogs Academy and Okotoks Dogs product, Tristan Peters is quickly moving up the ranks with the Durham Bulls. He went from hitting at the bottom of the order to now leading off and is now hitting 269 with 2 home runs, 9 RBI, and 4 stolen bases in 15 games. AHP Academy alum Eric Sabrowski had himself a solid outing last Saturday with the Columbus Clippers. He struck out 2 of the 3 batters he faced while allowing no hits and walks in a 7-5 win over Louisville. He's now struck out 4 in 3 relief appearances. And Vauxhall Academy grad Damiano Palmigiani is starting to find his stride again. After struggling out of the gates, he's been electric of late with the Buffalo Bisons, including a 2-homer game against Columbus. He's now lifted his average to 263 on the campaign. Dogs alum Matt Lloyd is swinging a hot stick for the AA Springfield Cardinals. He has 2 home runs in his last 3 games and has bumped his average up to 250 to go along with 2 homers, 6 RBI, and 10 walks in 32 at-bats. Another former Dog, Justin King, has been making mincemeat out of hitters lately. In his 2 relief appearances with the Biloxi Shuckers, the Lloydminster native has struck out 5 of the 6 batters he's faced. And Vauxhall Academy's Adam Macko impressed in his second start of the season with New Hampshire last weekend. He allowed no runs on 4 hits with 1 walk and 5 strikeouts in 5 innings of work as the Fisher Cats were eventually beaten 3-1 by the Somerset Patriots. But the big story in the minors over the last week when it comes to players with Alberta connections has been Matt Wilkinson. As we mentioned last week, the Dogs Academy and Okotoks Dogs product impressed in his season debut with the Lynchburg Hillcats. In start number 2, somehow he almost one-upped himself. In 4 innings against the Fredericksburg Nationals, Tugboat allowed no runs on 1 hit and 1 walk while striking out 8. So through 2 appearances, or 9 total innings, he's now struck out 17 batters. Yeah, you heard that one right. An impressive run, to say the least, for the Southpaw. At the college level, the big news of the week has to be Logan Grant. The Chestermere native and Dogs product has won virtually every college award in the NAIA this week after a mammoth performance for Bellevue University. He's the NAIA Player of the Week and the Canadian Baseball Network College Player of the Week after collecting 13 hits, 4 walks, and 17 RBI in 5 games last week. That includes 1 game where he had a double, triple, 3 home runs, and 9 RBI. Among some of the other notable performances, Vauxhall Academy grad Caleb Haney had 2 3-hit games for the UMary Marauders. During that 5-game stretch, the Lethbridge native had 7 hits total and 5 RBI. Elnora's Cleary Simpson is playing some of his best baseball of late. He had 9 hits, including 2 home runs in 4 games for Northern Kentucky last week. The Sylvan Lake Gulls star also picked up 6 RBI and a stolen base. And a name we haven't mentioned much, but he's having dynamite season, is Jacob Robleski. The Dogs alum had 10 hits, 3 walks, and 7 RBI in 4 games for Chandler Gilbert Community College. On the year, the catcher is now hitting .396 with 7 home runs and 36 RBI in just 35 games. That's just a small snapshot of some of the top performances in college. Make sure to follow us on social as we're constantly keeping tabs on players, even if we're not writing full stories on our website or giving you the full rundown here on the show. Let's head on over to the Canadian College Baseball Conference now, and it was an interesting weekend from this province's perspective. We had 1 Battle of Alberta with PBA taking 3 of 4 from the the Edmonton Collegiate Hawks, while the University of Calgary Dinos picked up one win in four games against Okanagan College. The standings actually have the TRU Wolfpack at the top at 9-3, and will visit with one of their players in just a few minutes. OC is at 8-4, and PBA is at 5-3, although they're a little behind after having their home-and-home with the Dinos postponed thanks to a snowstorm a couple of weekends ago. This weekend, it's the 6-6 Hawks and the 2-8 Dinos doing battle, while PBA heads to Victoria to face the Golden Tide, who are at the bottom of the league at 2-10. And that's where we're going to start with our guests this week. The CCBC Player of the Week is PBA infielder Owen Lucas. The Ontario product is hitting a scorching .516 to start the season with 4 RBI and 8 stolen bases in just 7 games. He's had an interesting baseball journey, which actually almost came to an end last year. Owen, thanks so much for joining us here on the podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
A big weekend for PBA last weekend, taking 3 of 4 from Edmonton. How's the team feeling after that series?
I think we thought we played pretty well. We thought we could have played better, though. They were pretty good. We could have played a little bit better, but it's always good to take 3. I'm pretty happy with that.
When you look back on it, what are some of the things that you're keying on when you say we're looking to play better? What kinds of things do you want to work on heading into next weekend?
I think just compete a little bit better. We did come back in the last game, so that was pretty nice to see there. But that's it, really. I think we feel like we can play a little bit better, but I think we'll get there as a team pretty soon here.
Obviously, the season's, it's short, but it's long, so it's a weird conundrum to be in, as I've said before. How big is it for the team's confidence, especially after coming off a weekend where you'd been snowed out against UC, and then that split to start the season?
Yeah, it's big. We didn't want to split another one. It was pretty big to get 3 there.
On a personal level, you're hitting .516 with 4 RBI and 8 stolen bases. We'll get to the swipes in a second. But when you look at the season so far, how are you feeling about how things are going?
I'm feeling okay, but yeah, I'm not really too worried about the numbers right now. I feel like if I focus too much on that, it'll psych me out, and it'll come down eventually, so... I'm just trying to stay hot and help the team win here.
Mm-hmm. The thing that stands out to me is you have at least 2 hits in every game so far. What's been key to that kind of success this early on in your eyes?
I think just staying loose and relaxed and not really worrying about getting 2 hits a game. Kind of just worrying about hitting the ball hard. It's really it.
You're leading the league in stolen bases as well. We had Ben Hoshizaki on a few weeks ago, and he's leading all Canadians in U.S. colleges in stolen bases. And we got into the science of base stealing. So I wanted to tap into your brain a little bit. What's your recipe for a successful swipe?
I'm not even too sure, to be honest. I think you just got to just be confident in your speed. Like, don't hesitate kind of thing. For me, it's just if they're, like, really picking their foot up, if they're slide-stepping, I usually don't go. But if it depends. Like, we know how quick they are to the plate. We got the coaches on that. So I'm just trusting the coaches in that situation. I'm happy they have the confidence in me to just let me go. So
that's cool to hear. I'm curious, when you're scoping out a pitcher, that kind of thing, do you like to go first time you get on base, or do you sort of size things up a little bit in your first sort of on base opportunity and then go from there, or is it like, let's just put the pedal to the metal and see what happens?
It really just depends what the coaches are seeing out there. I mean, I'm not really focused on like how quick he's going to the plate. Like, leading off the game, I'm kind of just worried about what he's throwing, and then when I get to first, I'm worried about that. But yeah, the coaches are like timing him, like I said. So first time around, I usually don't steal. We usually just try to move guys around and get something going. But, like, we have a really deep lineup, so I don't want to get thrown out in that situation. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm just trying to let the boys see the pitcher a little bit.
For sure. When you look at this team, put on your scouts hat for a second. What do you see?
With PBA?
Yeah.
I think we have a really deep lineup. We have no bad players on our team at all. Like, we're just so deep. Like, yeah, I don't know. It's just, I'm really confident in this group. It's the best team I've ever played on by far. I feel like I've played on some really good teams. I have a lot of confidence in this group.
I was chatting with Zayden Wake a couple of weeks back, and I asked him if there's unfinished business in that clubhouse, if there's a feeling from last year, like you let one maybe slip through your fingers. Is that still the feeling in the room now? Like, hey, we've got to make sure that we're on the top of our game heading into that final weekend, May long weekend.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I wasn't here last year, but I've heard about what happened and everything. And yeah, we're hungry to go out there and get some wins and win the last game of the year. I think that's a big thing here. Definitely feel it in the locker room when we're playing games and stuff and we're ready to go.
When you all have that conversation and you're talking about the expectations and that kind of thing, what is key in your eyes to winning that last game of the year? What kinds of things do you need to see out of this team to get to that point?
I think we just need to be loose and trust ourselves. I think some guys, they're just not trusting yet and they're just not comfortable yet. But I think, like, maybe even next weekend, we'll see what happens. Like, everyone gets comfortable. I think, I don't know how many games we're going to lose after everyone gets comfortable here. Mm-hmm. I think we're still underperforming a little bit for, like, our expectations as a group. And we're not playing bad by any means, but I think we have a really good group here.
Fantastic. You've mentioned the coaches, so I'd be remiss if I didn't ask about Hubs and company. I know it's early in your time at PBA. You're still kind of getting settled to a certain extent, but what has that program taught you so far, and what kinds of things are you hoping to get out of this experience?
It's taught me a lot. It's taught me more than I ever thought, to be honest. I came here, I don't know what I expected, really, but yeah, I think hitting is, like, the biggest part that's changed for me a lot. Like, when I got here, I was taking too many pitches. I wasn't very aggressive. My swing wasn't great. I didn't have much confidence. And I think that's why I've had so much success is I feel really comfortable here. Like, if there's, like, a first pitch and it's a curveball and I swing and miss at it, like, leading off the game, like, maybe other places I'm playing, they're saying, like, got to take that because you're a leadoff guy, but here they want you to be aggressive. Like he says, if it's 0-0 and you swing at a curveball and you miss it and it's in the dirt, then like whatever, you're being aggressive, like sitting on a fastball there, that's nothing you can do. And I think that's why I've had so much success is just having confidence, feeling like the coaches have confidence in us, and it just keeps me loose, I think.
Was that a weird transition to make on a personal level? Like, and I don't know you personally, but from a standpoint of, you know, you go in, I think baseball, when you're playing originally, you're kind of playing to your personality to a certain extent, and to go from, I'll call it passive, to more of an aggressive approach, was that sort of something, a bit of a hill to climb over for you?
Yeah, it was definitely difficult. I remember live ABs, we were doing them inside the first, like, couple weeks there, and I was just, I was struggling. I couldn't even swing. Like, I don't know what was going on. It was just, like, I was just used to seeing way too many pitches, but like, it was a tough adjustment for me. But just buying into, like, the team's system and everything, after a while, you get used to it, and now it's, like, I feel like I swing a lot. So I think that's a big thing. It was tough at first, but I like it a lot better now. I feel a lot more comfortable at the plate. So
that's fantastic to hear. Let's get into your past a little bit here. You're originally from Ottawa. How did you get into the game in the first place?
I grew up in Toronto, and I think my dad just put me in it when I was super young. Like, maybe when I was, like, 3 years old. I honestly can't even remember, like, asking to, like, play baseball. Like, I just remember playing it. Like, it's the earliest memory I have, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. I assume you're a Blue Jays fan, but maybe I'm wrong. So did you have a favorite team or player growing up?
Yeah, I love the Blue Jays. I liked watching Jose Bautista. He was my guy.
Fantastic. That home run will forever be epic, and so it was great to see him on the level of excellence. Were you a multi-sport kid growing up, or was it all baseball all the time?
I played baseball until I was about 10, and then I started playing hockey, too. So I really enjoyed hockey. But as I got older, like, hockey's pretty rough, and I didn't want to, like, get hurt playing hockey and then not be able to play baseball in the summer or train in the winter. So,
mm-hmm. Do you remember the moment where it kind of flipped for you, where it went from, okay, this is a fun game that I like playing in the summer, to, hey, maybe I've got a potential in this game?
Yeah, I think when I was, like, 15, I started playing AAA, and that's when I was like, okay, like, this is getting serious. But once that happens, I think I start playing worse because, like, you put pressure on yourself to go places that like, you don't know what's going to happen in the future. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You don't want to, like, try and plan that in your head. And I think that's what I was doing once I was playing higher up. I was just psyching myself out. But I think now that's the biggest difference is I'm just playing for fun. Like, doesn't really matter what happens next year. Like, it'll all sort itself out. Kind of like being on this podcast is pretty cool. But, like, that's not something that you can control. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I think that's the biggest thing for me.
Obviously, it's one thing to move from one city to another or that, but here you are moving a few provinces to the west. Was that a bit of a transition for you, or were you pretty comfortable in the idea of, hey, you know what, let's chase this thing somewhere else and set up some new roots?
Yeah, it was tough at first, but we got a close group here. There's like three or four guys here from Ottawa that I've played with there. So it wasn't too bad, to be honest. Like, it's tough leaving your family and being so far away, but yeah, it wasn't as bad as I thought being with these guys. It's kind of like I just have a family here too, you know what I mean? So mm-hmm.
Looking back on your young career to this point, do you have a favorite memory or moment on the field where you had to kind of stop yourself for a minute and go, well, this is kind of cool. I can't believe I get to do this.
Yeah, so last year I quit baseball. And I wasn't going to play anymore. And then in the summer, there was a coach, and he asked me to play for his summer team. So I was like, yeah, sure, I'll go play. And then I was playing with all my friends from back home, and then we won all Ontario. And there was, like, 500 people there, just people that I knew. And, like, everyone's, like, crying because, like, no one's ever done that. So that was kind of, like, my favorite memory so far in baseball, to be honest. I mean, if we won the World Series this year, that would definitely one up that one, but yeah,
that's a pretty good one. It's kind of I'll call it a career resurrection to a certain extent. Is that thought kind of crossed your mind a little bit, like, hey, I was this close to finishing up and hanging up the cleats, and here I am playing collegiate ball now?
Yeah, I think about that quite often now. I didn't really think about it much, like, at the start of the year, because I didn't know how I was going to play. Like, you got to make varsity here, too. That's pretty tough, because we got a lot of guys here that are, like, really talented. So I wasn't really sure. I was just kind of playing for fun and having fun. But, like, yeah, being here and competing, it's, yeah, for sure. Like, realizing that I could have just been at home working a normal job and not be here at all. Yeah, it's definitely think about that sometimes.
Very cool. On the other side of things, they talk about baseball being a game of failure. And it seems as though everybody's got that story of resilience. I'm curious, what's been maybe the biggest hurdle or challenge that you've had to overcome in your baseball journey?
Honestly, not too sure. Everyone's hit pretty bad. I feel like everyone's gone through slumps. Last year I was here for a bit, and so I quit because it was just personal reasons. And so coming back here, like, I knew some of the guys, mm-hmm. and I wasn't sure how I was going to play. So I think that might have been something to overcome, to be honest, because I came back here. I didn't feel like I was as good as I once was. And then having to work every day to just, like, try and get back to what I once was, I think that was probably it, to be honest.
How proud of yourself are you to be able to overcome that, though? Like, it's one thing to kind of just say, okay, I did what I could and let the cards fall where they may, whereas you came back and are playing at a really high level to start the season specifically.
I wouldn't say yeah, I'm proud of myself, but I'm also just happy that I had this opportunity. I mean, Hope could have said no to me coming back, same with Mac. My parents also could have said no, that I already came here once and they wasted money, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm just happy that, like, those people gave me an opportunity to come back here and give me a second chance.
Fantastic stuff. Got a few fun ones for you before we wrap things up. What's your favorite food when you head over to Rogers Center, or you're getting to watch a ball game at any other facility?
Rogers Center? I'd say the hot dogs, to be honest, probably.
Do you got a go-to toppings?
Toppings? Probably just mustard, ketchup. Yeah,
sure. Alright. When you're getting to go up to the plate, do you have a favorite walk-up tune?
Yeah, I know my song. I can't even think of it, to be honest, though. Some, like, Spanish name.
You know what? That's all that matters. The other one I got, you get to play tour guide for us back in Ontario. Where's one place you're definitely taking us to?
Oh, Toronto, man. That's my favorite city. I grew up there. Not in Toronto. I grew up in Newmarket, but yeah, I always loved Toronto. It's a big city. There's so many people there. There's lots of different things. Lots of sports teams there. So yeah, CN Tower's there too.
Mm-hmm. Do you have that one spot that you call your happy place, or that one spot where you're like, I got to go there at least once every couple of months kind of thing?
Well, I don't go there often, but we go back to our old house. Like every time we pass there, we'll stop in and see what the house looks like. We had a fish farm there, so we'll walk around. Sometimes we'll get Chinese food and just sit there and chill.
Very cool. A couple more for you before we let you go. There are a couple of standard ones we have on the show. The first is around those young kids who are just starting out on their baseball journey. Maybe they're 13, 14 and starting to take it seriously. And they look up to you and go, hey, we want to be in your shoes one day. What's that one piece of advice, or those words of wisdom that you'd like to impart upon them?
I think you just got to stay consistent. If you want to outwork guys and like, you have practice every day and you want to go hit after practice, like you can do that like once a week or whatever. It'll make you a little bit better, but if you do that every single day, and you're gonna get a lot better. Like consistency is like, that's baseball. Like if you said I got two hits every game, like that's just being consistent. I think that's the name of the game, is just being consistent. Look at the big leaguers, like those guys are consistent. Like you're not really gonna throw like under a 3 ERA if you're not consistent with it. So I think that's the biggest thing.
Absolutely. And the final one we ask everyone, what does the game of baseball mean to you?
It means everything. I mean, that's like my identity. I told you I've been playing since I was 3. Yeah, it's everything to me. I wake up and I'm ready to go play baseball.
Fantastic. Well, Owen, really appreciate the time again. Congratulations on all the success you've had at this point. Continued success this season at PBA and beyond. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Our final guest for the week is Edmonton's Piper Wickland, the 2023 Baseball Alberta Millie Warwick Betty Carveth Dunn Bursary winner, has taken her talents to TRU, where she's in her freshman season with the Wolfpack. She made her debut as an offensive substitution against PBA March 31st and singled off Zayden Wake to drive in the final run in a 14-4 victory. She saw a couple more at-bats last weekend as she continues getting her feet wet at the Canadian collegiate level. Piper, thanks so much for joining us here on the show.
It's good to be here.
Standing on top of the CCBC world right now with the Wolfpack sitting at 9-3 on the season. What's the vibe in the clubhouse like right now?
We were not expecting it. Like, based on last year, the split pack, so we're good to be like in first now that we've won a couple games. It's like definitely shocking, I think, for some of the other teams.
What's been key to that success so far? What are you seeing out of that squad that's allowing you to have some success in the early going here?
I think it's just like getting on the pitchers early, because like a lot of the other teams, we like kind of wait till like the 7th or the 8th inning, but then just like starting to get the runs like earlier in the game is kind of, I think, helping a little bit. And like it doesn't like hurt that they're all like super, super good on defense too, so...
I was going to ask about that pitching staff led by Zach Robinson, who's having a phenomenal start to the year. But talk about that staff so far and what that's meant to maybe solidifying that back end really early on in the season.
Yeah, exactly. Like having a strong pitching is really like important. Like you can just be like comfortable that they're going to like do their job. Like all like four of our starters are really like, they're set. Like, you know, they're going to like perform, like, and they're going to get their outs, and then it's just like the rest of the team just has to get on the stick. So it's much better, yeah.
And obviously the offense has been no slouches either. There's been a few games with some double-digit runs scored. I mean, from a hitting perspective, what are you seeing out of your team that's allowed you to have some success at the plate?
They definitely are like getting like first pitch like strikes, and they're like actually swinging at them, I think, instead of like looking for the walks. They're looking like to get on base to like score everyone. And then also like they're doing team at bats, kind of, you know, like they're not swinging for senses. They're just trying to like small ball or like to help the team kind of win instead of their batting averages.
For sure. For you, you've seen a trio of at-bats in your freshman season so far. What's been the adjustment like for you from Alberta over to TRU?
It's just, I don't know, it's kind of just obviously higher level pitching, and everyone's a little bit, throws a little harder, runs a little bit faster. So it's just kind of adjusting to that.
What was it like getting that first at bat and being able to take that all in?
That was shocking. We were going through like the rest of the roster to all get us all in because we were a bit, but then just getting on there, and then all of, like, I could hear all the fans like cheering for me. That was really exciting, I think, like just to get like the first like official season at bat.
And then you get a hit right off the bat. Like, it's not just, okay, you get that at bat, but you get on base right off the bat. Walk us through the at bat itself and the emotion of, hey, you know what? I'm here and now I'm on base.
Yeah, I was mainly thinking, I was like, don't be late on the fastball, because they always throw me like first pitch fastball. So that's what, like, set me for. And that's what we've been like working through on practice. But then I was also like, okay, I can't think my at bat, just like see the ball, hit the ball kind of thing. And even my teammates were like, this is like perfect, like infield's in, like the outfield's really back, and, you know, runner on third, pretty good situation. And then one of my teammates was like, guys, we got to find a phone, we got to record this. And then, I don't know, it just kind of all blur. I didn't even realize it was like a walk-off. But then, yeah, I get on base and then I see everyone just running out. That was really, it was really exciting.
Absolutely. When you think about that, we talked a little bit about the transition from a baseball perspective. You talked about sort of the speed of the game and that kind of thing. From your own experiences and perspective on the game, what's been maybe that biggest learning curve or that biggest thing that you've had to maybe adjust to get yourself up to speed at the CCBC level?
Definitely like learning to like see the pitches that are coming, you know, like the breaking balls are going to move that much more, and it's not going to miss the middle every time now kind of thing. So it's more like seeing the pitch and like adjusting to it, I think, kind of like just like kind of.
Mm-hmm. How key has it been to have the coaching staff that you have, whether it's Ray Chadwick or some of the others behind the bench, to be able to walk you through that transition and help you out as much as they can?
Yeah, Ray is like great at giving feedback and stuff like in practice, and we do like live, so you can get like a bit more of like a game situation quite a bit, and he's great like with being supportive and like getting you through. But also a lot of like the older like fourth years and stuff still have like great feedback to like help like the rookies and everyone get like that much better.
From a team perspective as well, I've talked to a few of the players from the Alberta teams, and the key takeaway always seems to be, we got to win that last game of the season. And obviously everybody's sort of ramping up to get to May long weekend in Lethbridge. When you look at the Wolfpack, what do you see that makes you believe that you can be there in that conversation during May long weekend?
I think definitely like how the other teams were not expecting like the Wolfpack to be a very good team, like based on like the number eight standing at the like beginning of the year. And I think we're like continuing to surprise people with like the consistency of everyone's bats and defense and fielding and all that. I think that like if we continue to play how we have been, that we'll definitely compete for like Lethbridge.
There's a great article from Melissa Verge of Canadian Baseball Network on Rain and what she's done at TRU to this point, and you're there with her. What's it like being able to do that side-by-side with Rain and be thought of together as being trailblazers in the CCBC?
She's, like, a phenomenal pitcher. It's, like, I think I didn't know she was on the team when I, like, signed, but it was, like, good. It was like, it was shocking because we're the only, like, two girls in the CCBC, but it's, like, much, like, better, I think, because, like, there's, like, someone else that I know is, like, going through what I am, and it's, like, great to see, like, how well she's excelling. Like, she's playing, like, Team Canada and, like, doing really well on the mound and everything, so it's definitely good to see, like, both of us, like, competing with the other guys.
Mm-hmm. Is it weird from your perspective to hear that word thrown around when you talk about yourself, is the word trailblazer, like being able to play at a high level collegiate league like the CCBC?
Yeah, definitely. I've like just played like since T-ball kind of thing, just like growing up, just, and it's kind of just been like a natural like progression kind of thing. So I didn't even really like think that kind of thing, you know?
Mm. Heading into this year, did you have any expectations or goals that you'd set out for yourself by heading over to TRU?
I just wanted to keep playing kind of thing, like to continue playing baseball because I've been all my life, and I figured why would I stop if I can continue to play?
Let's get into your baseball past a little bit here. You're an Edmonton area product. What got you into the game in the first place?
I signed up for T-ball, and my mom was like, maybe we try softball, you know, like a lot of girls are playing it, and me and like my twin sister, we were playing together, and we just were not having it, so we just kind of continued to play just baseball with the people we grew up with, and then eventually I kind of progressed into like higher level baseball, but I just loved like playing with the people that I knew and my teammates and the coaches that have worked with me since I was really little. So yeah.
When you were growing up, did you have a favorite ball player or team that you followed?
I was big Braves. I kind of was on the bandwagon, but right there, I really liked watching them. I won a field like Dansby Swanson. I think that was why. I was just like, whoa. That's really impressive.
When did you realize that you'd be able to play the game at a higher level? Like, obviously, there's that moment where you're like, this game is fun. But then there's that moment where you're like, this, maybe there's something more to it. Do you remember that moment at all for you?
I think it was more when I was just, like, hitting, like, very, I was hitting pretty good in, like my grade 12 high school year. And there's only three of us that were graduating. And we were all, like, doing pretty good. And we were all kind of talking about, oh, like River Hawks, like, oh, you're going to play there kind of thing. And I was like, you know what? Like, I'm like playing like these level that these guys that might be going to play for them. So maybe why can't I look into it?
Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about your favorite memories on the ball field. Do you remember those moments where you went, yeah, I almost had to take that step back and go, wow, I can't believe I'm getting to do this.
Yeah, almost like every single time I played, like through my grade 11 and grade 12 years, because COVID was done, and it was just like these boys that I loved playing with and I've played with for so long, and then just like playing with them and understanding like, wow, we're like playing pretty good. It's just really nice in the sun, like at a tournament or whatever. And just like kind of reflecting like, oh wow, we won that game kind of thing. Not like any specific, but just like season, I think was really fun.
One of the things I remember your name right off the bat, because I was up at the Baseball Alberta Awards this past November and you won a pretty high level scholarship there. And I wanted to ask, what did that mean to you to receive that and to get that kind of recognition?
That was great. I was applying for so many scholarships in grade 12. I was like looking forward to this one, and I wrote like this really long essay, and it was a long application, and I was kind of thinking there's so many girls that apply for this because there's not that many scholarships that like they could get for like the being baseball, right? Mm-hmm. So I was kind of shocked when they emailed me and were like, yes, you won. And then yeah, it was really exciting because it's like both athletic and an academic accomplishment.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of the academic side, what are you taking in school?
I'm a business major.
Any big plans that way? What's your focus as you think about life beyond the field if and when that day happens?
Yeah, I was kind of into business because I don't really know exactly what I want to do, mm-hmm. but really want to like manage maybe a big company. Or maybe take a little bit of a math side because I'm one of those weird people that actually like enjoys doing math. So maybe something like that. I'm not like 100% sure, but yeah.
One thing that I've learned over my years is that you never have to be completely married to one idea. You can always change it up if things don't pan out or if you don't like it. So don't be afraid to change on that front. Speaking of that side of things, obviously there comes the moment of failures. Baseball is known as the game of failure. So when you think back on your young career to this point, what's been maybe that biggest obstacle or hurdle that you've had to overcome?
Definitely in like my grade 10 year, I had like a bit of a like a tough season. Like I didn't play very much, which was fine. I was like getting better, but getting over like the mental side of baseball is really tricky. Like when you make an error, like maybe time and time again, and then just like getting past that and like thinking like, yeah, I can like play, I can do this kind of thing. And getting like over that after you have like a rough season is like really tricky.
What's it been like to be able to wear the A on your hat, representing Alberta at various levels throughout the course of your career?
I didn't even know that there was like a Team Alberta for like the longest time. But then like through high school, it was good. Like these girls were so good. They're playing Team Canada. They're playing like in the States for baseball or softball. And like they were like really good role models to show me that like these girls are actually competitive in baseball and are really good. And just traveling like around like Canada to like, play with them was really exciting.
Mm-hmm. I assume one of the goals at the end would hopefully be to transfer that A into a Maple Leaf. What would it mean to you to represent Canada at some point down the road?
It would be a big honor, I think, just based on the level of people that are playing. It's very like exciting. That would be a big goal.
A couple more for you before we let you go here, Piper. One we ask of most of all the athletes that we have on the show, and it's about that opportunity to give back, whether it's those young girls who are watching you at TRU, or maybe you come back to Alberta and you're chatting with family, friends, that kind of stuff, and they see you playing, and those, you know, 13, 14 year old girls are saying like, hey, I want to get to where you're at. Looking back on it with hindsight, what's maybe the biggest piece of advice or those words of wisdom that you'd like to pass along to them?
I think it's just like, just play for you kind of thing. Like right now, like I know there's like a lot of girls that are like, oh, like, do you actually play on like the TRU team? And it's like, I have to like explain to them that, yeah, it's like actually baseball and not like a softball team. And like just playing for myself instead of like the other people that maybe like don't think I should be on the team or just all the other like aspects of that. It's just like playing because I really enjoy playing.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. And the final question that we ask everyone here on the show, what does the game of baseball mean to you?
Well, that's a tricky question for the last one.
I like stumping people from time to time.
Yeah. So. It just means, I think, like, it's a game of failure, right? So, like, playing through even, like, the tough parts of the game when you know you're going to not get on base every time, you're not going to hit the ball every time, you're not going to field the ball every time, you know, like whatever, you're not going to throw a strike every time. Like getting over that and like succeeding in the weird way that baseball does is, I think, definitely like a good part, like to take into your life. I think like just to get over that mindset of like, yeah, like I am succeeding, even though this is one of like the hardest games to succeed in. Mm-hmm. And like, yeah, it's definitely just about like succeeding in your way, I think.
Well, and you're certainly doing that in spades, Piper. Again, congratulations on all the success you've had at this point. Continued success going forward at TRU and beyond. And again, really appreciate the time. Thanks so much for joining us here on the show.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having me.
Thanks again to Owen Lucas and Piper Wicklund for joining us this week. And again, thanks to all of you for your patience, as well as for downloading and listening. Make sure to leave us a rating and review. And if you do leave a review, keep in mind we might just read it here on a future episode. A tip of the cap, as always, to our Platinum supporters, the Okotoks Dogs, for all they do for us and for the game in our province. If you'd like to join our roster of official sponsors, head to albertadugoutstories.com/supporters. Until next time, thank you for all of your support online, on social, and on air of Alberta Dugout Stories.